Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Hashem, we're together again after Afsukah of Yemei HaMoyed. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Lech Lecho. And at Parsha's Lech Lecho, at the end of the Parsha, we have one of the Asura Nesyonish and Esnasa Avraham Avinu. He was 99 years old when he was Mekayim Mitzvah Mila. And Mitzvah Smila is one of the very few mitzvahs about which Chazal say, Shkulo keneged kol ha-toiro kulo. And Mila is Ois Bris Koidesh Shel Avraham Avinu. So there's a big discussion, how do we define Mitzvah Smila? And today we will have a short little discussion about a machlokes between two of the greatest gedolim in Lithuania, going back 150 years, the Beis HaLevi and the pre-Yitzchak. So, who knows, probably everybody knows who was the Beis HaLevi. Who was the Beis HaLevi? Huh? Who was the son of the Beis HaLevi? What? He was the Beis HaLevi? His son. What was his father's name? Right. So, the Beis HaLevi was the father of Reb Chaim, grandfather of the Brisker Rav, and he was Rav in Brisk. Who knows who was the pre-Yitzchak? That's a tougher one. Who was the pre-Yitzchak? The pre-Yitzchak was Reb Itzele Peterburger. He was a friend of the Beis HaLevi, and he has an argument with the Beis HaLevi about Mitzvah Smila. So let me tell you a story about Reb Itzele Peterburger. He was probably the greatest disciple of Reb Yisrael Salanter, and besides being an amazing Godel B'Yisrael, as we see in his Shalas HaTshuvos, he was one of the founders of the Musar movement. So there's a story I tell many times. It's more about Noshim Tzidkoniyos than about the life of a Godel. He printed a Sefer Pri Yitzchak, and his introduction, he explains what brought him to publish the Sefer and what's behind the name of the Sefer Pri Yitzchak. He had no children. So he writes, what I will leave over after Me'ev Eslim is only my Divrei Torah. And those will be the fruits of my toil. And that is why he named his Sefer Pri Yitzchak. In his elderly years, his wife, his Rebbetzin, knowing that she is the one that can't have children, demanded a get. She couldn't live with the feeling that one of the greatest gedolim of the time won't have any children because of her. So they had a wonderful relationship. But she demanded a get. And he said, no, I don't want to give you a get. I love you and you're my wife and you sacrifice so much for me. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to have children, we won't have children. So I'm sitting in a base in 20 years. I never had a case like this in which the woman demands a get, even though it's her greatest chus to be the wife of the God Lador, and he doesn't want to give a get. And obviously she was so insistent that he agreed to give her a get, and he asked her, what could I do for you to make you happy till the end of your life?
Kol HaLashon.
Asked him for a brocha, for Arichas Yomim, and she asked him to buy her a house in Eretz Yisrael. She wants to come live in Eretz Yisrael. He bought her a house in Eretz Yisrael, and she lived to be almost 100 years, and he remarried, and in his old age, he had children. In my shul, the davened, a very hush of a person, he passed away about 10 years ago, Reb Mordechai Blaser, who was a grandson of Reb Itzele. Reb Itzele passed away more than 120 years ago, and it's amazing that his son, his grandson, davened in my shul. So he had a child in his very old age. So that's the story of the Rebbetzin, of the Pri Yitzchok. It's about his tzidkis, but it is even more about his wife. So, Zois Brisi, This is a ois bris kodesh ashmetishm rubeinu v'necha ben zarecho achrecho himmo lochem kol zochor. This is a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel. Hamal, kol zman shu oisik b'mila choyzer al tzitzin amak ben samila en tzitzin amak ben samila. Pirish, enei choyzer el al tzitzin amak ben samila. What does this braisa talk about? Machloikes Rambam and Tur. The Tur says, this braisa talks about Shabbos. If you're Mayal and Shabbos, and Mila is all about removing the Orla, and the Mayal removed most of the Orla, no, finish your job. Mitzvah Mila is removing the entirety of the Orla. However, if he wrapped things up, he bandaged the baby, he put away his knife, and then he realizes, I left some of the Orla. And b'diyeved he was yoitza, you cannot do it again. So according to the Torah, that is halacha of Shabbos. And the reasoning is, mila doicha Shabbos. Mila doicha Shabbos lechatchila. But that is only as long as I'm still engaged in mila. But once I finished my job, and it's a mila k'shera b'diyeved, taking the rest is just Hidur Mitzvah. Hidur Mitzvah is not Doicha Shabbos. The Rambam, surprisingly, when he brings this Aloch and Hilchas Mila, he doesn't mention talks about Shabbos. According to the Rambam, even in the middle of the week. If you, from your perspective, the Moel, subjectively finished Masa Mila, you're not Choizdan Tzitzah Ma'akva. Why is that? The Beis Alevi, we skip from number 2 to number 5. The Beis Halevi says, what's the Machloikes Rambam and Tur? The Machloikes is, what is Mitzvah Mila? Is Mitzvah Mila the actual act of Mila and Priya, of cutting and removing the Orla? Or is Mitzvah Mila the result of that act? Carrying Ois Bris Kodesh Al Avraham Avinu. Is Mitzvah Mila active or passive? In Lashon Kodesh, pa'il o savil. Is the actual removal of the orla considered as if hechsher mitzvah? And the mitzvah is lihiyos mol, or the mitzvah, like any other mitzvah, that is an act, like shiluach haken, binyan amaka, seifes chometz. The mitzvah is cutting and removing the orla, or the mitzvah is the result of that act. So the Tur holds, the mitzvah is the result. And therefore, even when the moel wrap things up, but the mitzvah is miskayim bekol rega verega. And if the mitzvah is every moment of your life, then hidur mitzvah would be every moment of your life. And that is why in the middle of the week, of course, finish your job. The Rambam's shitta is, Mitzvah Mila is cutting and removing. Once you've finished your job, you've finished the mitzvah, and there is no hidur mitzvah after you yoytze the mitzvah. So that is the explanation of the Beis Halevi. What is the Machlokes Rambam and the Torah? And this brings us to source number 3. Tanu Rabbanon, Negemoran Menoches, Chaviv and Yesol, Shesibam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzvahs. Tvinim b'roishayim, tvinim b'zorayisayim, tzitzis v'vigdeim, umezuzi lepischein v'aleim ha'omedomet sheva b'yoyim, helal tichuan mishpetei tzedkechom. 7 mitzvahs, and that is sheva b'yoyim halal ticho. What are the 7? 4 tzitzis, 2 tvinim, 2 plus 4 is 6, and mezuzah, 7 mitzvahs. And of those 7 mitzvahs, Dov the Melech says, שבה ביום על הלתיך ובשעה שנכנס דובד לבי סמכס ורואה עצמי עומד אורום אומר אוי לי שעמד אורם בלוי מצווס. דובד was in בי סמכס. He went to the mikveh and suddenly he felt, I have no tefillin, I have no tzitzis. On the doorpost there is no mezuzah, because in a בי סמכס you put no mezuzah. And he says, אוי, אני אורם מן המצווס. נזכה במילה סוי, Veneskar Rudatoi. And that is Lamenatzeach Alashmines. Number 8 is Mila. Let's have a look, a short paragraph in Mincha Sosho. Source number 4. כבר הריחו האחרונים במצוות מילה הם יקרו בעצם המעשה, החיתוך והפריה, או בתצור את המעשה, שיהיה מהול וחוסם בעצבות קודש. וכבר מילוסי אמורו דה, באמס מצינו בזה גימל דר כיוון, and not 2 but 3. Number 1, מעשה המילה, the way the face of Levi understands the Rambam. Himo אלוכם כל זוכר, do it, and that is the mitzvah. Number 2, Tetzuras HaMaisa, Shia Mahul V'chosum. That is the Beis HaLevi's understanding in the tour. And I say number 3, Shelo Yihye Orel. So, Bo'imik HaDvorim, we could interpret and understand Mitzvah Mila in two ways. Would Mila be like, Sefer Chometz? You're not allowed to have Chometz. This is bad, get rid of it. Getting rid of the Orla. Or maybe there is something positive and not only negative in this mitzvah. It is not only about what I won't have from now to eternity. It is about what I will have. And Ois Bris Kodesh of Avraham Avinu is something positive. It is a sign. It is a Eidus. So, just to draw a comparison, would Mitzvah Mila be similar to Sefer Chometz? Chometz is bad on Pesach. You can't have chometz. Get rid of it. Get rid of the orla. Or would it be like Asiyas HaMaka? Asiyas HaMaka and Sefer Chometz are both about the result, not about the actual act. But it's a different type of result. Sefer Chometz is about, it's a negative result. I don't have chometz. Maka is a positive result. I do have a maka. So I think Bedakas Uinyan, it's a nuance, but I do see two different interpretations of Mitzvah Mila. Assuming that Mitzvah Mila is about the result, what is the nature of that result? Is it a negative nature like Sefer Chometz? The Orla is Ma'us. Or is it a positive result? Like building a Micah, and I will have that Micah, Lenetzach. Or maybe a better comparison. Tzitzis, according to the Manda Omar Choyves Talis, Klei Kufse Chayovim B'Tzitzis. Your Beged must have Tzitzis. According to the Manda Omar, Klei Kufse Chayovim B'Tzitzis, even though you're not wearing that Beged, what is the mitzvah? Tying the Tzitzis? Probably not. The mitzvah is, your Beged should have Tzitzis. In a similar way, your body should have Ois Bris Kodesh. So I think there are three different interpretations. The most simple one is do it. Cut, remove. Maisa mitzvah. Number 2 would be the result, but the negative result. I don't have chometz, I don't have an orla. Number 3, maybe a positive result. My beged has tzitzis. My body has Ois Bris Kodesh. So we explained the Beis HaLevi. Now we go over to the Itzele. Ateres sholem v'brocha l'chvoid harav ha'gon ha'godel ma'oir ha'goyle k'void kiddush Hashem tefartoy Yosef Dov Ber Guy v'Tzlutsk. He was the Rav in Tzlutsk before he became the Rav in Brisk. After Tzlutsk he came to Brisk. The Rav in Tzlutsk was the Pshilei Diskin. He was in Brisk before the Beis HaLevi, and he was in Slutsk before the Beis HaLevi. Achar mavoi drisha sholom kemishpot. Higiyani mechtovei ator im sifroi aboyer shal shubis Beis HaLevi chelik sheni. So the Beis HaLevi sent a gift to his friend, Rebitzela Peterburger, Sefer Beis HaLevi, and Rebitzela responds. Does anybody know what hadrag means? First word and second paragraph. What is hadrag? Is that one of the Seamus HaGdoshim? What is hadrag? Hadrag Geono. That's one of the very common titles in Sfarim. Hadrag Geono Hoyel Bayer, machlokes alambavantur le'inyan mila b'chol, emchoizal tzitzin she'em yakven. And he brings the Beis Halevi's explanation. And he wants to bring a raya to the Beis Halevi. Va'al chakir ezu, ro'isi la'oirer be'ezes Hashem yizborach. Hine lechoyre nela nizat elai v'raya brura. The mitzvah smile nemsheches li'oilom. V'tomedu mekayim mitzvah b'mashu nimoil. The mitzvah is not only the act, but the result. והנה במנוחס מם גמר מייסה ברייסה, חביב ונסעול שסים על הקודש ברוך הוא במצווס. ובשור שנכנס דובד המערכת בייס המערכת. So רבי צלה אס, לכאוי רבה מנס יעש ודעתו, יו המצווס את שמי לכבר נסקיים בזמנו, ואף כשו המצווס שקיים בזמנו עבור. ועדיין אך שעבור מן המצווס. So דובד המלך suddenly remembers, oh, I'm circumcised. So I'm okay. But his father circumcised him 50 years ago. Why didn't he remember, this morning I said Krishna. This morning I had tefillin. I said Berachas Hamazon after I ate breakfast this morning. Why does he need to remember something that happened 50 years ago and his father did? So obviously the only explanation is mitzvah smila is now. It's not then. So the Rebbe Tzera wants to prove the mitzvah of meal is not only the actual act, but it is a mitzvah nimsheches. Every moment of your life, when you're mohul, that is the mitzvah. But then he asks, so I have a problem with the ratio of this same Mamar Chazal. How do Chazal explain Sheva b'yoyim halal tichu? What are the seven? Four tzitzis, two tefillin, mezuzah. And what about mila? What about mila? So this Gemara proves mila is then. Tefillin, tzitzis, mezuzah is now. So it's very unreasonable that in this short Gemara, and Chazal seem to stick these two mamorim one to the other, how would they contradict one another? If David HaMelech said seven, seven is not eight. So why is Mila different than Tzitzis, Tefillin, Mezuzah? So this Lechayra would prove Tzitzis, Tefillin, Mezuzah is now. Mila is then. If Mila is then why was David HaMelech so happy when he remembered that he has a bris? It is about then. So, the conclusion of the Pri Yitzchak is different than the Beis Halevi. And what the Pri Yitzchak says, there are mitzvahs that are eidus. Mitzvahs that testify, we are Avdei Hashem. And the uniqueness of tefillin, tzitzis, mezuzah is testimony. We are Avdei Hashem. We are here to serve. We are servants. We are Kodesh Baruch Hu servants and slaves. Mezuzah and tefillin is the parsha of Kriya Shema, Shem Lakenu Hashem Echod V'yohavto, Kabbalah Sol Machas Shemayim and Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. Tzitzis, that very same daf, Menuchas Mem Gimel, the Gemara says Tzitzis is Choisim Shel Tit. Tosfos explains, that is the symbol of Avdus. Tzitzis reminds us every moment, Taryag mitzvahs shebetoira. So these mitzvahs testify that we are Avdei Hashem. So according to the Pri Yitzchak, it's not about now or then. That's not the issue, now or then. Sibavan HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvahs are three mitzvahs. Three that number seven, that testify we are Avdei Hashem. And that is unique about tefillin, tzitzis, mezuzah. That doesn't include mila. So on one hand, he says, Mila is a misenem sheches. And that is why David was gratified. Masha Enken, the other three mitzvahs. However, the Pri Yitzchak feels that the Ikka mitzvahs Mila is not only that I don't have an Orla, but that I do have something that is with me. So there are three different interpretations in Mitzvah Semila. However, we go back to the Minchas Oshrim. Hanere ikar bezela anius daiti. The ein yoy the soy that dvorim kamo damashma medivre beiselevi ukavonas apriyesod bedvorim diyeshvus eshtei mitzvus lamol shiyehi mahul. In my opinion, and in my svarim, this is a very common idea. Maisa hamitzvah and mahusa mitzvah. The actual act of the mitzvah and the essence of the mitzvah are not always the same. The mitzvah certainly is chituch and priya. And on chituch and priya we say the brocha, shekadishonu b'mitzvah, it's one ala milo. But the mahus of the mitzvah is the result. As if a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, malu shetehiyu nimolim. So the Beis HaLevi emphasizes Pasuk Yud Gimel. We go back to the top of the page. The Beis HaLevi says, these last five words, that is the mitzvah. The result. And I say no. Is the rationale. It is the essence. But the mitzvah is Himoil Lochem Kol Zohar. And there are so many different examples. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Rabbi Shmuel Salanter in Or Yisroel, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Hilchos Talmud Torah say, there are two different mitzvahs. Talmud Torah and Yediyas HaTorah. And I say, there's only one mitzvah. But the essence of mitzvahs Talmud Torah is Lilmod Al Menat La'asot. Talmud Godel Shemei V'Lidei Ma'isa. Learn that you shall know. The mitzvah is definitely learning. So two people. One is slow. He learns 10 hours a day. And throughout this man, he mastered 5 daf. His friend is extremely talented. He learns 1 hour a day. And he mastered 50 daf. So Mr. Aleph learned far more than Mr. Bayes. Mr. Bayes knows far more than Mr. Aleph, who has a greater mitzvah. If we say the mitzvah is Yediyas HaTorah, then the one that has more knowledge, knows more Torah, has a greater mitzvah. To me, that is an awful mistake. No. He knows more. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him more talent, a brighter mind. But the one that learned more has a greater mitzvah. Mitzvah's Talmud Torah is learn. The essence of the mitzvah is learn that you shall know. There's an amazing Taz in Eben Ezer, Simen Chof Aleph. And the Taz has an interesting pshat in a posik. The Taz is one of the greatest poskim, but obviously he was a darshan as well. And the Taz says, some people, some yeshiva boys, are up very late at night. They don't sleep enough. And they're learning constantly. But they're so tired when they learn, they don't retain much. Others would learn an hour or two less, have a good night's of sleep. You'll learn with more clarity. And you will retain more. The Taz says, better learn less to know more. Shav lochem mashkim ekum ma'achrei shoves. Kein yitten liyedidoi sheino. The Taz says an interesting pshat. Chaval that you're up early in the morning and you're up late by night. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mefargen lecha lishon tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have a good night of sleep. Sleep 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours. As much as you feel you need. Learn less hours with more clarity of mind. So does this Taz contradict what I just said? No. The mitzvah is to learn. But the mitzvah is to learn in a way and in a style that you will know Torah. Because ultimately the mitzvah is to learn. But the rationale of the mitzvah is learn, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to know. It's a derech neilech bo ve'et ha-maaseh asher yasun. And the mikra mitzvah is nilmed al menat la'asot. And I say, just like by Talmud Torah, the mitzvah is learn. The essence of the mitzvah is the result of learning. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to know Torah. The same goes to mitzvah smila. The mitzvah is chituch ve'priya. This is what you should do. Why is it important to do this? So, unlike what's mashma and pri yitzvak, there are two different mitzvahs. No, there are no two different mitzvahs by Mila. And unlike the Beis Halevi, that the mitzvah is primarily the result, and the chituch and priya are somewhat like a heksha mitzvah, no. The mitzvah is only the ma'isa, but the essence of the mitzvah is the result. Moilu kedei shetehiyu nimolim. Kedei shetehiyu chasumim ba'ois bris kodesh. So my understanding is like somewhat of a pshora, a compromise between the various different understandings that we learn in mitzvah smila. So what is the machlokes Rambam and Tur? That will need to wait for another opportunity, maybe when we will discuss the inyan of hidur mitzvah. So this week we learn about the Asora Nesyonis Shenes Nasa Avraham Avinu. So last week was a great week, Baruch Hashem, but for me it was also a profoundly sad week because I had various different Nichum Avelims last week. I visited the family of one soldier that was killed and left 8 years Yesoimim. Another one that was killed and left 5 years, Simon. Both were great people. One of them on the way up to Lebanon did a tefillah in the Kinneret. He said, if Chas v'Shalom something happens to him, he wants to go up to the heavens, B'Tahara. And he also visited a family, was not a soldier. Not only soldiers die. And every death is a tragedy. In the same way, Talmud Chochem that passed away at a young age. And a few times I shared a feeling. Avraham Avinu was the first man in the world to recognize a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Well, to Avraham Avinu wasn't much of a chiddush. I mean, a Kodesh Baruch Hu made him. Kodesh Baruch Hu made his wife. He had no other option. You know, he had a personal relationship. Kodesh Baruch Hu was like his father. He opened his eyes and he said, hey, where am I? What am I doing here? Well, what is this? And he sees the Kodesh Baruch Hu that created him. Avraham Avinu was the first to recognize Elokei Yisrael. And when he recognized the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he felt a responsibility. The Rambam so beautifully describes at the beginning of Hilchos Avodas Kechovim how the world went middechi al dechi, from one low to a greater low. And they were all over there by the Zora. Atche omad eisen ze ve nikbetsu elav alofen ve ravoviz ve shosel belibam. It's the ikar agodol of emunes ayichod. He taught the world Torah. Avraham Avinu kiyam kol ha-Torah kula atchelo initno. In a way, with Ruach HaKodesh, he performed all the mitzvahs atchelo initno. We would expect Avraham Avinu to have a utopian life of brocha and hatzlocha and shefa. We would expect the Kodesh Baruch Hu to give him a life of wealth, of good health, of nachas. He deserved it, no doubt. But it was not to be. Asora nesyonis nisnas Avraham Avinu. We don't understand the Kodesh Bochu's ways, but sometimes, Et Asher Yohav Hashem Yochiach. And as she writes in Kapitel Yud Aleph and Tehillim, a Kodesh Bochu never will test a person unless the Kodesh Bochu knows that he has the Koyach to withstand those tests, to be Oymed bin Asoyin, otherwise he wouldn't be tested. That's what Rashi writes in Tehillim. So sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu tests the greatest. Avraham Avinu was the greatest Oyev Hashem. That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Yud of Hilchos Shuva. Yeshayahu Hanavi, when he turns to the Jewish people, he calls them Zera Avraham Ohavi. And if a Kodesh Baruch Hu was the greatest Oyev Hashem, we must assume Midu Keneged Midu, that Kodesh Baruch Hu loved him more than anyone else. Because he loved the Kodesh Baruch Hu more than anyone else. And he had a tough life, a difficult life. One is Soren, and another, and another, and another. Soren is Yonis Nas Avraham Avinu, Va'obad Bekolam. So why was Avraham Avinu tested again and again? For all the future generations of Klal Yisrael. And all the Koyach of Mesiris Nefesh any Jew has throughout the ages comes from Avraham Avinu. The Balaturim writes, ויוהבתו עשה שם אלוקך ובכל אבבך ובכל נפשך ובכל מועדך ובכל נפשך וזה אפילו נויטלס נפשך. How do we have that koyach? The Baal HaTurim writes, ואוהבתו, same letters as ha'ovois. It is from the Ovis HaKdoshim that we have that koyach. Many times I explain the Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Vav. Gittin Daf Nun Vav is a famous story about a Jewish mother. The Gemara doesn't say what her name was, but it is in the Midrash. A Jewish mother, her seven children were murdered one after the other because they all refused l'shtachavos l'tzelem in the days of Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And each of those children, when he was required to bow down to Avodah Zarah, each of them quoted the posuk of Ahavas Hashem and of Mesiras Nefesh. And before her youngest child is to be slaughtered, she kisses him, and she tells him, when you go up to the heavens, lech v'omartu l'avrom avinu, atu akadatu mizbeach echod, v'ani akadati shivim mizbechos. I guess not everybody could go into Avraham Avinu up there in Gan Eden. Probably there's a hois bochen and a gabbai and another and another and a secretary, and you want to go into the Rav. They'll ask you, what do you want? I mean, maybe you could talk to the secretary, send an email. Not everybody has access to Avraham Avinu. But every heed that is moise nefesh al kedushas Hashem, no one would dare to stop him. So the mother tells her little child, go up there and look for Avraham Avinu. And tell him, atu akadatu mezbeach echod, ani akadati shivim mezbechos. What does she mean to say? Don't think you're so great. You did it once and I did it seven times. That's strange. If that is what she meant, why would Chazal tell us? If what she meant is wrong, Ein odem nitpas al tzarei, who could judge a mother that sees seven, all her seven children killed before her eyes? But if she said something bad, why would Chazal tell it? Maybe many more things were said there. Chazal is not a storybook. If Chazal say, this is what she said, then it must be a positive saying. My understanding is, she says, please go find Avraham Avinu and say, thank you, Avraham, thank you. You were oiked one mizbeach, but in your merit and in your schus, I was oimed min asoyin for shivim mizbechos. Avraham Avinu had one akedah. And in his koyach, Klal Yisrael sacrificed hundreds and thousands of akedahs. And it is all v'yohavto, the koyach of Oves HaKadosh. And that is why Avraham Avinu was tested in the entire spectrum of the human experience. One test was Golos, the beginning of this week's parasha, Lech Lecha. Ma'atzacho, memaladetacho, umebeis ovicho. My understanding is this. By human nature, there are different circles. Circles that a person feels attached to, loves, love, loyalty. The most closest is family. His wife, his children, siblings, parents. Those are the ones we love the most and feel the closest to. Number two is your social circle. Your friends, guys that sit with you in yeshiva and kollel, the workplace, your neighbors, people you grew up with, people that daven in your shtibel, that is number two. That is what the Torah calls moledes. In modern Hebrew, moledet is your homeland. But in Loshon HaTorah, moledes is where we were born, your social circle. And number three is your country. People have some fundamental loyalty to their country. Hundreds of millions of people in history died for their nation. Kodesh Boko tells Avraham Avinu, Lech lechu ma'artzecho. Leave your land, not only your land. Memeladetecho. Say goodbye to your friends. And you're leaving your family as well, Mabes Avicho. And Avraham says, where am I going? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go. You'll find your way as you go. I will show you. You don't need to know where you're going. And that is an Nesoyin. And Avraham packs up. He leaves. He leaves his country. He leaves his neighbors. He leaves his family. And he doesn't even know where he's going. The other Nesoyin is war. Malchem es Arba Malochem. Famine. Tzar de Gufo. An old person, 99 years old, and he does Mila. Ur Kasdem, he gives his life, and the ultimate test is, Kachnu es bincho es yechidcho asher ohavto ve'elei shom li'oilo. Far more easy to give away your life than to kill your son with your own hands. Va'omad bekulam. So whatever nisoyen we can have through the ages, is Koichoi Shel Avraham Avinu. I heard a story, and I must share this story. I heard it Mikli Sheni, not from the Moyel, but a person that heard it from the Moyel. So today's shiur was about Mitzvah's Mila. So this is a Mesiras Nefesh story about Mila. Before the Iron Curtain was torn to shreds, in communist Russia and Eastern Europe, it was a grave crime to do mitzvah mila. And if you were caught, you were sent to Siberia for 20 years. And they were mo'alim b'mesiras nefesh. That were machnes yaldi esol abrisa shel Avraham Avinu. Most of them were Lubavitch Hasidim in Russia. And the Moel used to visit the town once in a few weeks. So it was almost impossible to have Mila Bismana. And there was an underground network, and people were notified when the Moel would come to town, and there was a list of babies, and he went from one home to the other to do Mila. And the Moel told a story. I come into a home, and the tension was so tangible, I walked into the house, and I felt extreme tension. I didn't know what it's about. I circumcised the child, and even before I could bandage him and wrap it up, the mother snatched the child away from me, and she started kissing him like a crazy woman, as if she was deranged. And after a few moments, she gave me back the baby, and she explained, I have an argument with my husband. We're not frum. And my husband said, why go through this? I don't want to go to jail. You're crazy. You're insane. Why is this so important? Do you want to go to jail? Do you want to send me to jail? And he was against doing Mila. And she insisted, we're Jewish. This is what our forefathers did for thousands of years. And we're going to do it. And her husband was against it. So she swore to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to kiss my baby as long as he is not circumcised. Just to be sure that this is what she'll do. And the baby was almost 2 months old. So the moment the Moel walked into the house, the tension just built up. And the moment he was mohur, circumcised, she snatched away the baby and kissed him frantically. So I didn't think anybody ever did statistics. How many times does a mother kiss a baby in the first 2 months of his life?
Kol halashon.
I looked for it, but I found no statistics. But I don't know how much time that mom kissed her baby after he was mohur, but she needed to make up for 2 months. That is just an example of mesiras nefesh, of simple people. They weren't frum. But in every Yiddish heart, there's always that spark that always lives on. And that mesiras nefesh comes from Avraham Avinu. In his Asura Nisyonis, Shenisnas Avraham Avinu, the Omad Bekulam. So whatever mesiras nefesh we have, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we thank the Oves HaKadoshim. So when we learn Masa Avos, we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Beglal Avos, Toshia Bonim, Vesovi Geulo, Levnei Veneim, and Zchus Avos, we should be Zorcha Bekorov, to see Yeshua's Yisrael, and be as Moshiach Tzedkenu, Bemheiru, V'yomeinu, Amen.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.